Good morning. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hey, Leslie Ann. I am Big Chuck. Leslie Ann, I got a question for you.
All right, go ahead.
When was the last time you rode a city bus?
Oh, actually, it's been a couple of years, and it was when I was traveling.
When was the last time you rode an Oneata public transit bus?
Well, when they had the trolley.
Not the trolley.
We'd take the kids, but otherwise, never.
Not ever.
Nope.
I have to tell you, you should do it once. You should do it once for the experience. I did it once.
Did you?
And I was, yeah.
Just not, for the experience?
Not that, yeah, not, yeah. Not, I just, I said, I've never ridden a bus. And you would really enjoy it.
I bet I would.
You really would. I took a bus from down here at the Clinton Plaza. I just got on the bus and made the route. I ended up back here. And I just sat behind the bus driver. He knew me. Hey, Big Chuck, how you doing? There was four people on the bus. We went along. I went up West Street or East Street. We went through the college. Kids got on. They sat down. It's just great people
so
watching.
So this was during the school year?
Yeah, great people watching. And I saw older folks get on with packages. The driver could not have been nicer. Could not have been nicer. And I was on it. I think I may have ridden it two circles.
Well, I was going to ask you, how long did it take to
I was probably on it 35 minutes. And I just sat right up front. At one point, the bus was completely empty. So I was able to chat with the driver. And as he eased his way around potholes and he told me his story of how long he's been driving. Very, very nice. Very nice. But here's the funny thing. And I would love to see you do this. I would love to see you step on an Oneata public transit bus for the first time and pay.
Ah.
Because you have no idea how much it is.
You're right, I don't.
Or how to pay, do you?
I know. I'm going to take a wild
and don't,
guess.
I don't know. I've forgotten.
I'm just going to take an absolutely wild guess and say...
Buck?
Somewhere between $1 and $2.
I think you may be right. I have forgotten now, but I saw it the other day, and I thought, I'm going to do it again. And maybe you and I should do it together. Just walk down at noon when we have nothing in the afternoon and just jump on the bus. You can learn a lot. You really can. And it was so funny because when I got on the bus, I just handed him a wad of money, paper money, change, a credit card. I said, take what you need. I have no idea. If he'd have said it's $12. Right. I would have said, that's not a bad deal. Or if he said 50 cents, I would have said, that's not a bad.
So it's no tokens. You don't have to give a token.
No, I don't know. I didn't have tokens. I had money. And it, you know, there are people that rely on that bus service.
Oh, absolutely.
There are people that use that bus service as a vital link to their life. Work, shopping, grocery shopping, you know, school, all
yeah,
of that stuff.
Yeah, wherever they need to go.
And unless you've ever taken it, you can't appreciate it as much as you should. I would strongly suggest to everybody, and this is not a paid endorsement of the Oneata Public Transit, if you've never taken a bus ride in Oneata, take one. I think people think it's, you know, the exhaust, like a bus, you're standing,
yeah. No,
it's sweaty,
fine.
There's a kid next to you with the loud radio and the babies. It isn't like that at all. It's very efficient. It's very comfortable. It's and for a one time, I haven't taken a bus since. I don't know if I ever will take another bus.
Right.
But to do it once is an eye opener, and I am going to challenge you to do that, Leslie.
All right.
I'm
going to have to do it.
To take a bus ride, and then we'll meet back here at the water cooler someday, and you can tell me how it was. Because when I got off the bus and I thanked him, his name was Ed or Ralph
right.
or whatever, not Ralph Cramden, but Ed or Ralph. And I said, I really enjoyed that. And he said, come back anytime, Big Chuck. And off I went. So, Leslie, that's your challenge. Take a bus ride and only on a public transit bus. And then let's meet back here and you can tell me about
it. It's $2, by the way.
They are $2. Okay.
It's $2. And we are lucky to have it.
Imagine you have to go to Southside. Imagine you have to go to the campus.
Yeah.
You know, imagine you have a kid that needs to get somewhere. Imagine you just do not have a car. Imagine you have a broken leg and you do have a car, but you can't drive.
Right. It's a way of getting there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know everything about it. I don't know if you can flag it down. You know, or if you have to go to a certain...
I think you have to go to bus stop areas.
Bus stop areas, yeah, okay. I
at
can't...
least that's my generalized knowledge.
So see, we think we know everything about this city.
Maybe you can flag it down, I don't know.
Take, that's your mission, Leslie. Take a bus ride. You know what? Here's the thing. I know that you like to walk to work sometimes. Walk to work and take the bus home.
That's a good
idea. It will
drop
you off, by the way. Because you live by the high school.
Right.
It will drop you off right where you live.
That's awesome.
Take a bus ride and let's report back here, okay?
All right.
All right, let's get back to work.
Back to work.